Welcome back, listeners. On this episode, I spoke to casting director Alexa Fogel about her work on Ozark.
I just wanted to start out by saying, I mean, congratulations on wrapping this incredible series.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure to watch over the past few years. And it, I mean, the talent that you've been able to sort of curate for it is just, it's just incredible. And obviously people like Julia Garner, I mean, have rose to their prominence in the, from the show. And I mean, that all attributes back to you. So yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. But with the Tony nominations out yesterday, I did want to first start out with, how did you find Katrina Lang for Claire Shaw?
Well, I mean, of course I knew her because she's a big part of the theater community. And I said this to somebody earlier today, you know, there's a pretty deep bench of theater people in a lot of the stuff I do, but particularly in Ozark. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, I saw a few people and she just seemed to have all the right qualities. And she has such a magnificent way of expressing herself also when she's not speaking, but of course, Broadway audiences don't get to see that in the same way.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, what was it about her? Just the way she spoke or the way she held herself together?
You know, that's an impossible question to ask a casting director because the process is the thing that really rules us. And it's in that process where things become clear and people's affinity for a character works in the tapestry of the whole. Which is why, you know, I often say that there are ways in which you can interpret characters through a lot of different performers. But mm-hmm. in this case, it just fit in with the whole tapestry.
Mm-hmm. And so going back to Julia, I found her casting story to be somewhat interesting. Can you sort of recount that for the listeners?
I think her casting story was pretty straightforward. I mean, she auditioned.
Yeah.
And she was also being considered for a recurring role on The Deuce, which I was casting at the time. I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to because, I mean, I think the thing that's interesting for people who don't do what I do is to understand that the process really kind of rules the day. And that, I mean, I've known Julia, I had known her since she was in high school.
Yeah, that's the part, yeah. How far back it's gone.
But that's true for most, not high school, but for many actors and casting directors, that really is a long relationship. So, you know, when you see someone and they don't get a role, they're good. You're looking for the next time you can bring them in for something they might be right for.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, who is someone that sort of surprised you within sort of the Ozark landscape that was an interesting find or something or someone you wouldn't probably expect?
I don't think that way. I mean, you know, every time we are delighted rather than surprised, it's because it's all working.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I bring actors in with the understanding that I know they can do a lot of different things. I mean, I suppose, although I knew it was there, because the audition, there were special things about the audition, but I think what Tom Pelphrey ended up doing was so extraordinary. So I wouldn't say I was surprised. I would say that, you know, he took it to a whole other level that I was delighted by.
Mm-hmm. And what were some of the challenges that this particular project faced?
I mean, it's a really big show.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of moving parts.
Mm-hmm.
And the schedule changes all the time because of locations and weather. And so you just are, the admin of it is constant.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a big challenge for all of us because, you know, people aren't, a recurring character or a one-time character isn't hired for the duration of the show. They're hired for the day they work.
Mm-hmm.
So if that day changes, then there are all kinds of issues you have to deal with. Every casting director deals with this in television.
Yeah. And, but I mean, with Ozark, I mean, was there anything specific?
That's pretty specific.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's nothing challenging about it in terms of the casting. The casting was a dream, mm-hmm. You know, because my collaboration with Jason and Chris was such a small circle, and we all are both knowledgeable about and love acting and actors. So, I mean, it's in a creative space, it's the one of the least challenging jobs I've ever had, because of the ability to really do everything we could to bring the characters to life.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, what were those sort of beginning conversations like at the very beginning of the process?
I mean, you know, the material guides you. I think Chris and I spent a little time talking about where the characters were going to go, because often you don't have material to be able to see the arc, but you need to understand what people have to go through, at least in the first two seasons. We talked about that. I mean, we talked about some things that were sort of dropped that eventually we would meet Wendy's brother, and that the fear about Jonah is that he may be like him. But those are all just sort of hints along the way that Chris filled in for me.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, what's your biggest takeaway from this particular show?
I mean, the takeaway is that it's like it's a dream job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's completely collaborative. It's totally creative. Everybody that I worked with was, you know, a tremendous human being. And it was a way to continue to grow creatively. I mean, that doesn't happen more than a few times in a career.
Really? That's so interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, parts of it happen, but not all of it happens.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think was the reason that caused that? Just the cast in general?
I think it's all the people involved. Everybody was happy to be there. You know, and to some degree, it starts from the top. I mean, Jason and Chris are both people that care about the community. And I think that everybody who was in their respective posts felt the same. And it was something that we were, didn't have to be charged with. It just came naturally.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, what's on the horizon for you now? What projects are you looking out for?
I am doing a limited series for FX about the Donald Sterling scandal and the LA Clippers, which has been going well and it's great. And I just started doing the next feud about Truman Capote and his women, which is also limited. So busy with both of those.
Thank you all for listening. This episode was edited and produced by me, Jackson Vickery. Graphics were done by Dylan Michael, and the opening and closing theme were done by Sterling Gavinsky.